This men's soccer season is the pinnacle of the Zips' success that began with the arrival of coach Caleb Porter in 2006. A 1997 graduate of the University of Indiana, Porter has accumulated a 64-11 record in his four seasons. His record in the MAC is even more impressive, with 20 wins and only one loss. He's been named the MAC Coach of the Year the last two seasons, and all the recent success has led up to this season. Maria Burns Ortiz covers college soccer for ESPN.com and says that Porter took what had been a good team and made it a great one.
Since Caleb Porter got out there, and even a little bit before him, there's been, you know, a movement to turn the program around and make it a contender every year. And it has been. I mean, the last few years, I think they've fallen a little bit short, but this year it seems like all of the pieces have kind of fallen together.
Those pieces include junior midfielder Blair Gavin, sophomore forward Teal Bunbury, and junior midfielder Anthony Ampai Patakwong. All received national honors during the season for their play, but Burns Ortiz says no single player has been the team's linchpin, but that the team as a whole has been strong all season.
So I think if you look at it, they're strong across the board. And, you know, the goals average, obviously, a lot of times it reflects on the keeper, but, you know, it also reflects on the entire defense as a whole. So I think if you really just look at them across the board, you know, they've got one of the best offenses in the country and one of the best defenses. So I don't think it is a single player that's kind of come in there and made a difference.
In the regular season finale against Hartwick College, Akron trailed at the half 2-1. It was the first time the Zips had trailed since 2007. The team came back to win 3-2. Coach Porter says playing from behind was something his team needed to do in order to learn how to do it. Many coaches believe that a team needs to experience a loss in order to learn, but Burns Ortiz says the Zips have been able to learn about themselves, as they did during the Hartwick game, without losing.
Coach Porter was saying, you know, if you're winning and you're still learning, you don't necessarily need to have a loss. And I think there are times when you can face adversity in a game, and it doesn't have to be a win or a loss, but, you know, you can learn just as much from your team, the way they respond to that in-game, than whether, you know, then they have a loss and then respond to it the next game.
No matter what happens in the upcoming NCAA tournament, the Zips have been building themselves into a soccer powerhouse. That's not easy to do outside of the major soccer conferences like the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Big East Conference, and the Big Ten. But Burns Ortiz says Akron has positioned itself to benefit long after this season is over.
The general consensus around college soccer is that Akron's been a good program and they've been getting better. I think this kind of a season has kind of almost established them as a powerhouse team in the minds of people, which I think is extremely difficult to do when you're in a mid-major conference. Looking at the way that they've built up just even the last few years, it would be shocking not to see this kind of progression continue. I mean, obviously, no team's going to go 18-0 or, you know, undefeated every season, but I do think that they will be a serious contender for a long time to come.
The Zips play in the MAC tournament this weekend and then begin NCAA tournament play next week. Play for the 2009 College Cup will be held in Cary, North Carolina, beginning December 11th. I'm Dan Naraki, 89.7 WKSU.